Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios. Nationwide Auto Finance, helping thousands of people just like you find the perfect vehicle. This is Toledo's fastest growing radio station and the new place to party. Party 103.3. WTOD HD2 Delta. W227BI Toledo. With the return of Toledo's number one morning show. Andrew C. and Demetrius in the morning. Toledo's hits and throwbacks all day.
The new
Party 1033 and the Party 1033 app.
Toledo.
Clarissa Jenkins, phone check.
Time for another phone check. For real.
Clarissa Jenkins.
Hello.
Hi, this is Sherry Evans calling from City officials looking for, please.
Yes, this is.
Calling in regards to several complaints and notices that we've left at your residence in regards to the grass.
Grass?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
It seems that you have a problem cutting your grass because, well, you never do it. Lazy sum of a...
Don't be talking to me like that.
Okay, first of all, you don't tell me how to speak. Let me tell you something. We tell you what to do, not the other way around, you mother funyan.
Well, you're not going to talk to me like that, all right? I'm a grown man. Please do not talk to me like that, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Listen, when are you going to pay the fines that you owe?
I have not received any notices about that. I cut the grass. I don't know what you want me to do.
Why haven't you paid the fines?
Because I'm told you. I just told you. And that's right.
You never got them. They just kind of disappeared.
Listen, I have not gotten any of those. So don't tell me.
Do you know how many times people have called me and told me, "Oh, I never got them."
I don't care. This.
I don't believe your crap.
Okay, hold on. Who is this? Who is this right now?
This is Sherry Evans.
I need to talk to your manager.
You shut you up. I'll get you a manager.
What is your name again?
Hi, this is Ed.
I was just talking to Sherry, I believe is her name. I'm telling you, she has the worst attitude I've ever dealt with.
I understand, sir.
She is awful. I have never been talked to like that over the phone with somebody giving me a random call that I don't even have any clue about.
Well, sir, I apologize for that. Let me get her over here right now and let me find out what's going on here. Sherry, can you come here, please?
Yeah, what's up?
Gentleman on the phone here says you were acting very rude to him. Is that true?
Well, I was talking to him about what we did about the fines, and then he called me a mother...
Wait a second.
And started saying awesome kind of things, you know what I mean?
Sir, is this true what she's saying?
There's no way. This isn't true. Who is this?
This is Clarissa Jenkins, and you just been phone checked.
That's good.
Boom! You just been phone checked.
Clarissa Jenkins, yeah, baby.
Get phonecheck.com.
Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the new Party 103.3. It's Andrew Z and Demetrius in the morning, driven by the Taylor Automotive family of fine cars. Here's DJ Insane in the mix. Let's do this.
This is the Party 103.3 Party Mix. The hottest mixes in the 419. DJ Insane.
It starts with one
thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this product to explain in due time. All I know. Time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on. Didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you. Inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard.
Lend me your body, you got me in a zone. Bet a million and a half cash, I can make you explode. You don't wanna brave the cold, you wanna date the cones. I can take you on outer limits, away from home. Where your girls, mommy wildin' for show. In the middle of the club, doing a rodeo show. The whole scene steamy, wet, dreamy. Invisible sex, clean me.
Incredible sex,
you need me.
You need
me, please me, baby.
Come on.
I may be a little crazy, right. But in the way that every day you please me.
Shorty drop her to the ground like she ain't got manners. Too much booty for one man to handle. When all I need is a one-night scandal.
And I'ma get fucked in here.
Damn, little mama, know you fit my standards. You're the type to make me grip that handle. Lick shots in the air, busting that grandma.
Baby, I'm hot just like an oven. I need some loving. And it's getting stronger and stronger. And when I get that feeling, I want sexual healing. Sexual healing. Oh, baby, makes me feel so fine. Helps to relieve my mind.
Here we go now.
And when that pressure's building, I got what you need. Come get with me. And when you get that feeling, I got sexual healing.
Shawty hit me on a late night. Got a man, got me thinking shawty ain't right. She say she ain't about the creep life, but all she wanna do is take me. I ain't mad at nobody, I just wanna have your body. Now, if you can keep it, girl, you can meet me in the lobby.
I wanna love you, pretty young thing. You need some loving from a real one. I wanna love you, pretty young thing. Too much pronto, party at friends. Too much, but it's cool. The only thing strange, they won't get off you. You wanna ride up?
Well, I got a ticket.
And later we can hide out.
Try and get a missing.
Now I'm loving your mind
cool.
Now.
Cool, I get you.
But you can't figure mine out.
See, I'm quite
what if it goes all over the world? I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted.
Those hits and throwbacks. The new Party 103.3. It's Andrew Z and Demetrius in the morning. Driven by the Taylor Automotive family of fine cars. Northwest Ohio's largest car dealership. Cadillac, Hyundai, Genesis, and Kia vehicles. Along with quality used cars from top import and domestic automakers. Stop in and get you a car, truck, van, or SUV today. All right, welcome back. I'm Andrew Z. Demetrius Nicodemus, Sugar Vermont, Toledo's drag queen, Kelly Latz, the princess of property from Howard Hanna Realty. And we have a special guest in the studio, and I'm going to try and get your name right, Chantel. Chantel Cargill?
Cargill.
Cargill.
Yes.
Chantel. So no.
So no. Failure, Andrew. Failure.
Chantel Cargill is here. She's from Family House of Toledo. Family House is doing their No Place Like Home 5K run and walk tomorrow. And Chantel, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about Family House.
So Family House is very unique. We do provide homeless shelter for individuals who are suffering from homelessness. But we're the only one in Northwest Ohio that actually services the whole family.
I love that.
So we don't separate the family. Last year, we provided shelter for over 200 adults and 200 children. So about 160 families. So that's what makes us so unique in this area, because you can bring your whole family with you. And that's really important when you're in a situation like that, that you want to stick with your family.
Yeah. That is amazing. I don't know why more places don't do that, but how many families can you hold at one time?
So we have room for about 100 to 110 families.
Wow.
And so that's at our max, right? Uh-huh. So we're using every inch of our space.
Sure.
But it is always our hope that we can provide as much shelter as we can for whoever we can. And we want to provide services to get them to better housing so that they can be getting the skills and resources that they need to get housing for their family. So
what do you provide a way to for them to make a like help them find a way to make a living, right?
Yes. Yes. So while they're
what services do you offer?
A lot, actually. There's too many to name. Mm-hmm. But when you come to Family House, not only are we providing you shelter, but we're also giving you case management opportunity. So if you need any services from the government or anything like that, we actually put you where you need to be. Mm. We also provide transportation to a job location. We actually have a bus stop right outside of our facility so that there's also public transportation. And we give them bus passes to get where they need to go. There's also been donations so that we can do Uber if needed. Mm. So we make sure that, that's available. We also have an in-house daycare facility. And wow. So we are
that
actually
amazing.
I yeah. know.
You got everything, girl.
We have yes. everything. We have everything.
So how long have you guys been around, and what made you come up with this, or how were you able to put this together?
This was started in 1985 by a group of ministers wow. in the area, of Black ministers in the area that wanted to have this specialized type of shelter for individuals in the area. We're on Indiana, and if you've ever been to that area, you know that there's poverty-stricken areas within Toledo. That's one of them. And so our location has been very important because we're actually able to give back to the communities that we serve. And so we have kept this this vision alive over the years and continue to do it. And that's why the annual 5K is so important. It's one of our signature events to raise donations to continue the work that we're doing.
And it's tomorrow. Is it too late to register?
It is not. No, never too late to register. You can go to runsignup.com and search There's No Place Like Home. Or you can do in person tomorrow. Registration pickup is at 7:30. So you can even register your family if you just want to do the 5K with your family. Or if you have a team of runners and you want to run at There's No Place Like Home 5K, you can also sign up with your team.
And I like that you have it as like the 5K run or walk, because yeah. you lost me at run. And you maybe got me back at walk.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Right? I will be walking.
Okay.
No, it's awesome. And by the way, you want to thank your sponsors, Metro Parks of Toledo, who's where is it going to be located, by the way?
It is going to be at the National Museum of the Great Lakes. It's at 1701 Front Street.
See, we're pass holders at the museum. We love that museum.
What?
Yeah. It's beautiful.
It's where it's the ship okay. it's the ship museum on the east side. Right at the docks, like uh-huh. just past the east of the docks.
Okay,
where all those new apartments and stuff are.
Okay, yeah, yeah, by Old Bag of Nails, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Over in that area.
Okay, yeah, I got yeah. you.
Isn't that the same area where the Maritime Academy is?
Well, that would be good planning.
No, no, no. I think Maritime Academy is on the other on the this
other
side
of the river.
River. Yeah. Okay. No, this one is over where I don't know. There's a giant ship there, and they do. It's you can't miss. It's beautiful. It's great opportunity. Do the run and walk, and then you can go to the museum, because if you haven't done that, it's really cool.
Yeah,
because
that's what I want to do. I want to run 5K, and then I want to walk through a museum.
Shut up. I'll walk right
any other fun
line.
Things you want me to do?
Well,
maybe cut the grass, bale some hay.
Queso Kitchen will be there. You can get some food.
Oh.
Yeah. Ah.
Tell us about your sponsors, Chantel.
Yes.
So you are actually one of our sponsors, so thank you for that.
Absolutely.
We actually have a number of sponsors that also sponsor us in different ways. I'm trying to pull it up here, actually.
Flowers Bakery.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They are also one of our sponsors that always come through for us.
The of course the museum and the Toledo Metro Park, so they're letting you know that's a Metro Park area there.
I love the Metro Parks. They are the best.
Did you see, side note, hold on, Chantel, while you're doing that, did you see that the ribbon, they call it the ribbon, which is the ice skating park over in on the east side downtown? Oh. The Metro Park. You know mm-hmm. where the ice skate around. Yeah, yeah. It's also for regular skating and skateboarding.
What?
So when in the summer months, it's dual purpose. So in the summer months, it just opened either today or yesterday. Now you can take your skateboard or your skates there and do the same ribbon you do with the ice skates in the winter. Isn't that freaking cool?
So cool.
Toledo.
Smart.
Stepping up. Yeah. It's
stepping up our game.
Making it almost a year-round facility, mm-hmm. which is awesome,
so
amazing.
So smart.
All right, Chantel, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to thank the National Museum of the Great Lakes, Metro Parks, Flowers Bakery, and Andrew Z Party 103.3.
Oh, you're the best. I will be there to start the race.
But not the finish.
Certainly not the finish, honey.
Whatever. I will be there. And if you guys could come out. Again, what's your website? If they can't come out but want to support your mission at Family House of Toledo, how can they get a hold of you?
Yes, so you can always find us on social media if you just type in Family House Toledo. But our website is familyhousetoledo.org.
Of Toledo or just Family House Toledo?
Familyhousetoledo.org.
Okay, familyhousetoledo.org. What a great organization, and the work that you're doing, God's work, man. And mm-hmm. if there's any way that we can help, we love your organization, we love your mission, we love your purpose. And what called you to this?
I've always been really connected to the community and wanting to give back, volunteer in different ways. I actually belong to a sorority that actually introduced me to Family House. We did a lot of work with them, and that's what brought me to become part of the board, wanted to just make more of an impact. Mm-hmm. And so I've been part of the board for 3 years and now serving as the president, just really wanting to drive that mission and sustainability of what we do even further. But we can't do it without staff of Family House, so I definitely want to shout them out for the countless hours and days and nights that they spend when, you know, we can't cover a shift and someone has to come in. I mean, that's dedication. Mm. And so they're really the ones that are really driving a lot of the efforts that we're putting forward.
And what from the community, like I said, again, obviously we'd love for you to be part of the 5K run and walk tomorrow. But if someone can't be a part of that, what do you need? What resources can we help you with? People listening, how can they help you guys be successful?
Absolutely. We are always in need of general cleaning products. We would definitely appreciate twin bed sets. So that's probably our biggest need, to make sure that we have clean bedding for those that come in. And anything that you feel that we would need could always be purchased with cash or donations. And so on our website, there's a donation link that you would be able to click on and give just a direct donation to Family House to use for when we have needs.
I love your mission. I love what you guys are doing over there. And to be the, if you're just tuning in, a Family House is the only place where they keep if you're homeless, they keep the family together and house everybody. How long, someone goes in there, how long can they stay? Or you, I know you're, the goal is to transition them into something else, correct. But how long can they stay?
So they can stay as ever long as they need to.
Really?
But we usually transition out in about a 3-month time frame. We actually have fairs that we hold in-house that has the resources come to the residents so that they're able to tap into the resources that they need. And so we have some really great success stories. Thankful to Dr. Pace, who is the executive director there, who set that up this past fall. And we were actually able to set someone up with the resource to get housing and then escort them over to another table to get additional resources that they need. And we merged the two, and they were in new housing by the end of that week. So that's like some of the really great success stories that we have, where we're able to really transition people quickly.
I know a building on the Anthony Wayne Trail that just opened up. They might have called it a hospital, but I think there's plenty of rooms in there.
Oh, my
God. That would be amazing. No, Sugar.
I assumed you were being sarcastic. automatically assume you're being a...
No. I mean, and when you think about it, it's perfect. I mean, because it's a huge building. They're not going to use it for anything. It's not going to be a hospital anymore.
Nope.
And it's surrounded by medical professionals.
Yes.
So,
Where
is if anyone from Mercy is listening, he's talking about, by the way, the old St. Luke's.
Yeah.
St. Luke's Hospital. They're not going to use the main building anymore, or they haven't announced they're going to use it for anything. And they said definitely not a hospital, but there's so many rooms there. Maybe a
cafeteria and a bunch of other stuff.
Oh,
like, literally, it is a building that could hold all the services that anybody needs.
What a great idea. All right, Family House of Toledo, future home, St. Luke's, the old St. Luke's Hospital. Congratulations on that, yes. Chantel, and on that big announcement. What if you just showed up with a bunch of your people and just started...
Just like, pick your rooms!
This is mine now.
That'd be great.
Absolutely.
Well, Chantel, we love you. Again, if you can want to help, it's familyhousetoledo.org. Tomorrow is the No Place Like Home 5K Run and Walk, and it's going to be at 1701 Front Street, which is the National Museum of the Great Lakes. And we're going to be out there. The race kicks off at 7, or the race of... Sign up at 7:30.
Yeah, sign up at 7:30, and we start at 9.
9, and it's going to go till about 11.
If so I win, what do I win?
A medal. We do have medals. Oh. We have trophies. And of course, we will announce your name really loud on the...
Really loud.
It's a very long name.
Demetrius Nicodemus is hard to say.
Yeah.
Luckily, I'm the one announcing, so I'll be able to say
it. It'll be very easy to say every morning. Once I drive through the first... Finish line.
No, you can't drive. You have to walk or run. All right, Family House Leo, thank you for coming
in,
Chantel. Thank you for the work you do. You you are amazing. There's a nice place in heaven for you, darling. Mm-hmm. Here is traffic and weather.
Fit New Party 103.3, real-time traffic.
From the Joint Chiropractic 24/7 real-time traffic and weather center, I'm Cruising Crystal on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 103.3. Here's your real-time traffic. There's construction that will be stopping traffic today for short intervals on US 28 at I-475 for beam setting throughout the day until 5 p.m. The intersection of Wales Road and Tracy Road is closed for waterline replacement. Did you know chiropractic care has benefits beyond relieving back pain? With 2 new area locations, come see us at the Joint Chiropractic on Secor Road or Fremont Pike in Perrysburg. No insurance or appointment needed, open nights and weekends. Our $29 new patient special includes a consultation, exam, and adjustment. Remember, Toledo, you don't have to feel bad to feel better. Party 103.3 weather is powered by Furniture Palace. Today is partly cloudy with cloudy skies in the afternoon and a chance of rain with a high of 81. Overnight will remain cloudy with showers late and a low near 50. Saturday will be partly cloudy with a high of 68. Furniture Palace is Toledo's largest local family-owned furniture store. 100% of the revenue stays local, right here in Toledo. Plus, guaranteed lowest prices, which for the month of May are even lower. It's the Red Tag clearance event all month long at all 4 locations. Central Avenue in Toledo, Reynolds Road in Maumee, Woodville Road in Northwood, and Navarre Avenue in Oregon. Or online at FurniturePalaceToledo.com. There's no better time to get furniture than right now. That's a look at your real-time traffic and weather. I'm Cruising Crystal on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 103.3.
I want to see you at Star Diner this weekend. I will be at the West Alexis location. West Dussa location in Maumee. That's my home, Star Diner. And I will be there this weekend. We'd love to see you out there for breakfast. Maybe some banana cakes or some strawberry cakes.
Ooh.
Or some banana waffle or blueberry waffle or a cinnamon raisin French toast. Some amazing eggs, some corned beef hash. My favorite is the South of the Border skillet where it's got refried beans, then home fries, then chorizo sausage, then eggs, and then some jalapeno cheese sauce served with a side of salsa. That is my go-to, and it's under $10, which is amazing with how much food as you get. Great food, large portions, small prices, Navarre Avenue in Oregon, West Dussel in Maumee, West Alexis in Toledo, West Central Avenue in Sylvania, Star Diner. They hope to see you for breakfast or for lunch today.
You need a toad? Shane's will get you straight.
It's about that toad. Any minute, I'ma need Shane's towing. Man or woman to pick my car up. Feeling fussy. Walking in my Balenciaga. I said Shane came and now I feel fabulous.
Shane's towing. Auto repair, starters, brakes, belts, hoses, and so much more. They also buy all junk and unwanted vehicles. Located at 63 Dixie Highway in Rossford. Almost directly across from the Hollywood Casino. 419-690-8980. Shane's Tony.
Needlemasters Tattoo Studios are a true staple in the Toledo tattoo and piercing community with 2 locations for your convenience. 527 South Reynolds Road, 5801 Telegraph Road at the corner of Alexis and Telegraph. Right now, buy 2, get 1 free piercings starting off at only $30, all titanium jewelry, and check this out. Check this out. You can get a free piercing on your birthday. Be sure to bring your ID. They have a team of talented veteran tattoo artists and body piercers. Also, be sure to follow them on all social media platforms. At Needlemasters Tattoo Studios. Remember, a cheap tattoo's not good, and a good tattoo's not cheap. Nettie's I'm Fearing, a Toledo tradition since 1978, is now open for the season. There's nothing like Nettie's world-famous chili dogs and ice cream. Get your Nettie's on now. 325 South Fearing Boulevard on the corner of Airport and Detroit. Nettie's out Fearing.
Check out Toys But Nice Resale Shop. They buy and sell everything for children. Gently used and new clothing, books, strollers, baby items, shoes, toys, and more. Twice But Nice Resale Shop on Sylvania Avenue between Douglas and Secor, next to Cake Art Supplies, open 7 days a week. Mention you heard this ad for an additional savings. Check them out on Facebook at Twice But Nice Toledo. Like and share their page with a 5-star review for $5 and free clothing.
Why not make an appointment to see my buddy Joel Cook at Fast Lane Auto Care? He'll check your car over and under, inside and out. Let Fastlane change your oil, check your wipers and fluids, take a look at those brake pads, rotate your tires. Have Joel and his ASC certified mechanics give your car its annual physical. These upcoming months are the worst months to have a breakdown. Not that there's ever really a good month for that. Keep your family safe and sound by making sure your car is safe and sound. Look, we don't want your life savings, just your business for life. Fast Lane Auto Care is at 4th Street and the Anthony Wayne Trail. Go see my buddy Joel.
Fast Lane Auto Repair.
Hames Timmers Law. Law you can understand. The law can sometimes be overwhelming. In a personal injury matter, you have to deal with complex issues and insurance adjusters who are out to protect the insurance company, not you. The law has timelines and deadlines you must meet. Don't wait until it's too late. Whether you suffered a personal injury from a car accident or dealing with a breach of contract claim for your business, you don't want to miss your window to act. Call Hames Timmers today and make sure you're protected. On the web at Hames, H-A-I-M-S, Timmers, T-I-M-M-E-R-S, Timmers Law.
You need chiropractic care. It is the beginning of the weekend, and the best way that you can attack and have fun this weekend is making sure that you feel at most optimal. That's right. And the only way that you can do that is going to the Joint Chiropractic, because they'll get your spine in order. They'll get your joints in order. You'll have better range of motion, increased strength and muscle tone, decreased pain and discomfort. Now, there's two locations. There's one on Secor Road at the new Secor Square, and their new location in Perrysburg at the new French Quarter Square. You don't have to feel bad to feel better. We are the Joint Chiropractic.
And now, listen. Andrew C. and Demetrius in the Morning.
Driven by Taylor Automotive Family of Fine Cars. Northwest Ohio's largest car dealership, Cadillac, Hyundai, Genesis, and Kia vehicles, along with quality used cars from top import and domestic automakers. Stop in to test drive your new car, truck, van, or SUV today. Andrew Z, Demetrius Nicodemus, Sugar Vermont, Toledo's drag queen, and Kelly Letts, the princess of property from Howard Hanna Realty. Some things we haven't gotten to yet this morning. This is going around on the Insta viral video. A dog that snores like an old man.
I got two of those at home.
Do you really?
Yes, I have French bulldogs. They snore.
Oh my gosh, biggest snores.
Yes, and they grunt and snore.
Here's this one. Let's see. It's kind of underwhelming, but
It's pretty underwhelming.
Is it?
All right. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I didn't like it, Andrew.
Move on. Here's the backward singer is back.
Oh, good.
This is where he sings songs backwards, and then you rewind it, and it's the song forward. Here he is doing Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, without didn't know why. Yeah, see, you know, then how we must get simmered up with on, yeah, how we must get all up with on, yeah, how we must.
Any idea what song he's doing?
Not at all.
Not at all?
Not even a little bit.
Nobody?
Rewind that. Tell me why he ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why he ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why I never wanna hear you say how I want it that way.
So weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's really weird. I don't know if I like it. It's weird.
It is weird. Here is two people have been banned from Disney World after a fist fight broke out when two separate families were arguing over a spot to take a photo. Here are two tourists talking about what happened at the park.
It's crazy. You pay, like, to take your kids to the most magical place in the world, and then they have to stand and watch other people fight over a photo. It's just ridiculous.
Paint a bad picture for someone who got no picture.
Your kids aren't supposed to think that that happens anywhere, let alone in Disney. Yeah. When they're going to see, like, Mickey Mouse, you shouldn't have adults fighting.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's what we want to do? We just want to keep our kids. The kids should never see that, ever, ever. So when they see it for the first time, they're shocked. Like, I lean into my children and I say to them all the time, adults are bad people. Uh-huh. They do bad things. Yeah. Be better than them.
All right.
And then they're like, okay.
All right, Dad.
All right, Dad, whatever you say.
Man. half of us will ignore a mess and leave it for someone else to clean up.
It's me. I'm half of us. And I don't live with anybody, so my house is just very messy all the time.
You ever seen a mess, you pretend you didn't see it, so someone else will clean it up?
All the time.
Looking at you, husbands of the world. In a new spring cleaning poll, 49% of adults admit that ignoring a mess and leaving it for someone else is something they do a lot.
Yeah. Mm. I was doing that for a while, then I realized it's just me. And I'm like, somebody else will get that. And then I was like, oh, that's right, I'm somebody else. Yeah. It is just me and so this bitch.
It's a little harder to do when you live by yourself, for sure. Other spring cleaning stats, top five spots we dread cleaning the most are floors, mm-hmm. rugs, mm-hmm. inside the fridge, mm-hmm. windows, yes. Dishwasher, microwaves, and closets just missed.
Do you clean out your dishwasher?
Mm-mm. No.
I feel like it got washing in the title.
Yeah, that's a device for cleaning itself.
Why would I wash out my dishwasher?
Well, Colleen owns a cleaning company, and what she will do is at the apartments that she cleans, because she does move out and move ins, that she will take one of those pods and just throw it in the dishwasher and just start it so that the pod, you know, there's no food, it's just straight cleaning stuff. It's cleaning. All right. Anyway,
like, do you scrub out your washing machine?
No one does that. No. Oh, yeah. Your washing machine? Like with your clothes?
Yeah.
Scrub it out? No.
You clean it out?
Anyone do that?
No.
That's like you said. It's
the washing machine.
There's soap in there. Yeah, there's soap in there every time.
If you drop your soap in dirt, do you throw your soap away?
No,
you just wipe, clean it up. What are you getting these from?
I don't understand.
It's just how my brain works.
You just get the dirt off your soap.
I have questions. Like, does the soap clean the dirt? Is the dirt clean now that it's been on the soap?
You're an idiot. Oh my God. Is the dirt doing? Technically clean if it's touched soap? Yes, the dirt is now clean.
Most of us admit we cut corners when we clean. 53% say they always or often do. Only 9% say they never do. Rooms they spend most time cleaning, kitchen, bathroom, bedroom. The rest of it's just ridiculous. If you're cheating on a diet, you're more likely to pay cash and hide the paper trail.
Oh.
They say that a lot of times you'll pay your credit or your cash app or whatever card, but you don't want to see these purchases when you're like on a diet. So, like, if you're trying to give up alcohol or food or whatever, you'll pay that stuff in cash, so you don't see the transactions and hate yourself later.
Like, it's really funny when I see people who like go out on corporate lunches, and they'll like bust out their cards and they're like, "I need the food on this, mm-hmm. and then all the alcohol on this."
Yes, we do that all the time at Howard Hanna.
That's how it rolls,
baby. So funny. It's like, I am hammered, but I want them to think all I've had is a panini.
Right? Is there anything better than a burger on a night when you may have had a little too much to drink?
God, that sounds so good.
Or some mozzarella sticks. Mm.
Yesterday, I had a burger and a Bloody Mary because I was that bad. I knew I had to have that.
Girl. Oh.
So, yes. Where'd you go?
My boss took me to Blue Water. Mancy's.
Yes.
Wait, you went to Blue Water and got a burger?
I did, but I was so bad, you guys. I can't even believe I was here.
How bad were you? Tell us more.
Girl.
That hangover got you?
She drank a little.
I drank a little bit.
I went to the Ottawa Tavern last night and got a, what is it? They called it was like a bagel burger. It was an everything bagel. Cut in half with a hamburger patty, a fried egg, bacon,
yum,
cheese, and tater tots.
Ooh. I just got so hungry. Oh my God.
Well, here's my problem though. Is a bagel to me is a little too hard of a bun. Like I like a softer bun.
It's a little too dense.
Was it too dense?
It was too dense. Like I had to cut it up into chunks.
Yeah, no, that's too much.
Like you don't take a bite out of that. That's jaw commitment.
That's even harder than a pretzel bun. Like a pretzel bun.
I was gonna say, like Andrew gets like tired and lazy if he has to chew too much. I don't think you could ever eat that, honey.
Yeah.
Take that off the list for you right now.
I will.
Oh, yeah, wasn't that your story on the steak? You have to chew too much?
Yeah, yes, he won't eat steak because he has to chew too much.
My jaw gets tired.
Yep.
You are not gay.
Yep. And he is not pleasing his wife.
Hey, Kelly, so why do you not like seafood? Why would you go to Manson's Blue Water?
No, I love seafood.
Because she was hungover.
I was so hungover, I couldn't even think of anything else.
Oh.
I mean, I was bad.
It's funny you say that because they've done the most popular drunk food by state. For Ohio, it was burger.
Yeah, for sure.
16 states picked burger, including Ohio, for the most drunk food.
Or pizza. Pizza's got to be a big one.
Well, let's see. Chicken wings are number one in 7 states. As far as the more unique selections, breakfast food was number one in Nevada.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You give me some hash browns.
Oh, yeah.
Some like sausage patties and a nice over medium egg and some toast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hammered. Oh, my God.
Yes. There is this famous like breakfast spot in Vegas. It's like right off the Script called the Pepper Mill. Ooh, that's like the biggest omelet I've had other than Star Diner. But, oh, man, Vegas takes its brunch seriously, baby.
Yeah, they do.
And I will tell you, after that burger and Bloody Mary, I felt good.
Yeah.
I felt better.
Yeah.
By the way, they say that the best drunk late night restaurants are Taco Bell number one, followed by McDonald's, Jack in the Box, Waffle House, and Domino's. That's nationwide, of course, because we don't have Jack in the Box. So, one in three adults say they're too tired to be healthy. In a new poll, 35% of adults claim they're too tired to live a healthy lifestyle. It's a lot of work, like meal prepping and planning, and being healthy is a lot of work. Going to the gym for an hour, you're prepping
for an hour,
you're working. What? Oh. That's not funny, Demetrius. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? Man.
Got him.
Got him. All right, that is some things we haven't gotten to yet this morning. Here is one last check of traffic and weather.
Fit New Party 1033, real-time traffic.
From the Joint Chiropractic 24-7 real-time traffic and weather center, I'm Cruising Crystal on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 1033. Here's your real-time traffic. There's construction that will be stopping traffic today for short intervals on US 28 at I-475 for beam setting throughout the day until 5 p.m. The intersection of Wales Road and Tracy Road is closed for waterline replacement. Did you know chiropractic care has benefits beyond relieving back pain? With 2 new area locations, come see us at the Joint Chiropractic on Secor Road or Fremont Pike in Perrysburg. No insurance or appointment needed, open nights and weekends. Our $29 new patient special includes a consultation, exam, and adjustment. Remember, Toledo, you don't have to feel bad to feel better. Party 1033 weather is powered by Furniture Palace. Today is partly cloudy with cloudy skies in the afternoon and a chance of rain with a high of 81. Overnight will remain cloudy with showers late and a low near 50. Saturday will be partly cloudy with a high of 68. Furniture Palace is Toledo's largest local family-owned furniture store. 100% of the revenue stays local, right here in Toledo. Plus, guaranteed lowest prices, which for the month of May are even lower. It's the Red Tag clearance event all month long at all 4 locations. Central Avenue in Toledo, Reynolds Road in Maumee, Woodville Road in Northwood, and Navarre Avenue in Oregon. Or online at FurniturePalaceToledo.com. There's no better time to get furniture than right now. That's a looky. Real-time traffic and weather. I'm Cruising Crystal on Toledo's Hits and Throwbacks, the all-new Party 1033.
Kelly Letts, Howard Hanna, 734-308-7707. Home buyer tip. Did you know the seller, not the buyer, pays agent commission? In most cases, there's no cost to you to hire me. To protect your interest during the biggest transition of your life, call me, Kelly Letts, 734-308-7707. Let's buy a house.
Guess who's back? Back again. Taylor's back.
tell your friends.
Hey, Steve Taylor from Taylor Kia, and I'm back. Bigger than ever with Kia deals you can't afford to miss.
So tell your family, tell your friends, tell your friends' friends. Taylor Kia is back. Get a brand new Kia and make no payments for 90 days. Plus, when you buy, you fly. Get an instant airline credit for your next vacation.
Taylor's back. Tell your friends.
Lease the well-equipped 2023 Kia Forte for $179 per month for 36 months and make no payments for 90 days. Easy credit approval. Plus, we'll offer up to $5,000 more for your trade.
Shop 24/7 at TaylorAuto.com or stop into one of our three convenient locations, Taylor Kia in Toledo, Finley, and Lima. I'm Steve Taylor, and I want to see you in a Kia.
To qualify buyers with approved credit, no payment interest accrues at start of contract. 36-month lease with $35.99 due in signing plus taxes and fees. 10K annual miles. No security deposit required. Must finance through KMF. Offers expire. 6/3/23.
Remember how delicious your Thanksgiving dinner was? So good! You know who else remembers? The tens of thousands of bacteria in your garbage bin, because they're still feasting. Take them from feast to deceased with a can cleaning from 3A Eco Cans. 3A Eco Cans will blast your grotesque garbage grime with 200-degree boiling soapy suds to make your can so clean you could feast in it. But, you know, don't. Monthly, bi-monthly, and seasonal cleans start at $31. Never touch a dirty, stinky can again with 3A Eco Cans. Online at cancleaners.com.
Cafe Donuts is a locally owned bakery specializing in homemade, giant, made-fresh daily donuts. Not those little donuts like the out-of-town corporate places, and amazing coffees and drinks with a fancy espresso machine just like the big guys without the big price, special orders, and specialty donuts you won't find anywhere else. Cafe Donuts, 5330 Monroe Street, across the street from Hobby Lobby, with a drive-through window for your convenience. Stop by this morning and see for yourself what I'm talking about.
Will you be attending the Walbridge Community Garage Sale this weekend? Stop by Saturday, May 20th at Metro Toledo's premier, active 55-plus senior living community, Wood Creek Village, for our Resident Appreciation Day and open house event. We will be showcasing our brand new homes from noon until 3 p.m. Our community clubhouse will be filled with local vendors showcasing their products and services. Plus, enjoy live music, food, and entertainment free for all. Our pickleball court, horseshoe pit, and cornhole will also be available to enjoy during this time. Saturday, May 20th from noon until 3 p.m. at Wood Creek Village. Our address is 103 Wood Creek Boulevard in Walbridge, Ohio. Hope to see you there.
Got to tell you, my friends over at Furniture Palace, they are the kings of furniture over at Furniture Palace. They're so good at what they do. They have mattresses. They have all the furniture and other accoutrements you need for your home, and they have it at the lowest price guaranteed. They have the Red Tag clearance event going on right now. That means you get over to Furniture Palace, pick out some furniture, and you can guarantee it's going to be the lowest price. You're going to shop the rest, but you're going to buy from the best, Furniture Palace, and they have that no credit needed financing. That means with as little as $50 down, you take home the furniture today. They don't check your credit. They don't care what your credit is. You just work out payment plans with them, and you'll have the furniture at your house. Four convenient locations, Central Avenue in Toledo, Reynolds Road in Maumee, Woodville Road in Northwood, Navarre Avenue in Oregon, or online at FurniturePalaceToledo.com. Coming up in 30 seconds, Steve Sleaze of the 50s, brought to you part by Harold Jeffy Jewelers.
Give a gift that's special, something one of a kind. Harold Jaffe Jewelers, fine jewelry by design. When words can't show the love you feel inside, ooh, one of a kind. Harold Jaffe Jewelers.
Harold Jaffe Jewelers. Celebrating life and love since 1946 on Talmadge across from the Franklin Park Mall.
To play, just grab a handful of mud and sling it.
It's Steve Sleaze on Andrew C. and Demetrius in the Morning. Party 1033.
All right, time for Steve's Sleaze on the 50s. Hey, Steve.
Hey. Well, I'm looking through the internet and trying to figure out. I have the daunting task of trying to figure out what the hell am I going to put in these window boxes. It is we need a nursery / greenhouse sponsor to like just come and do it for me, because you have to get the right things because you want the right look. So I'm like, okay, the Italian bowl is coming. Do I be cute and do like a red, white, and green theme, or should I do a tribute to my mom and do like an all purple theme? Then you've got to think things that the house faces to the north. So certain things are not going to grow because they're facing the, then you got to get things that that need not too much water, then some that need a little bit more water. So it's a daunting task. We need that sponsor. I'm going
to
work on that.
All right. Well, here's the other thing, Steve, too. I would love to have your life where my biggest worry is what plants to put in my
north-facing plants
in my garden box.
Steve, I'm going to stick up for you. It is a thing. It is a lot to think about.
Man,
that's why I only do perennials, because like whatever one keeps growing back every year, that's what my entire garden is. Because I'm not going to plant. I'm certainly not gonna. Nope. It needs to be something that just.
I tried to do that, but it doesn't come back. I don't know what's going on. That's why we need a consultant.
Yes, we do. We need a garden sponsor for sure. If you know, if you're listening and you have a garden place, or you need a garden, or you know someone's got a garden place, hit us up. We can use a garden. We need a garden sponsor. We don't have one yet, so that'd be great.
Yes, I don't want my gay card revoked, honey, because I got weeds growing in my box.
Okay,
I
know. Keep your box pristine, honey.
Steve told us one time that there's a squad that goes around and checks gay houses to make sure that you are up to par.
That's true.
They do. Yep, they'll drop a little note in your mailbox or stick it in. Oh,
they'll
yes,
offer
they will, honey.
Citations if you, yeah.
See? Man, they got to make sure you're living up to the...
You don't want to walk into the club and get a verbal lashing, honey.
Okay.
Well,
you might. You might, though.
Right. All right. What's going on, Slee, Steve?
Okay. This is interesting, y'all. So hang on for this. Demetrius going to love this one, honey. Rachel Bison is 41 years old. Now, she should be allowed to talk about her sex life. But not everyone needs to be cool with it. So during a recent interview, Rachel discussed her favorite and least favorite sex positions and revealed that she likes to be, quote, manhandled.
I remember this. Yeah, I remember this. We talked about it.
And because of that, she lost an endorsement deal. She didn't name the company, but she said, this is the first time it's ever happened to me in my professional life. She says, a job got taken away from me because I was speaking candidly and openly about sex in a humorous way on our friend's podcast. She said, I basically got a job that I already had pulled from me because I was speaking openly about sex. She goes on to say, I didn't even have a chance to defend myself. I feel like it's a discrimination. I'm a single mom. Like, I need these jobs. Every bit counts. Ooh, honey. Well, I mean, you know.
You should. I mean, look, when you're a sponsor and you're buying a person.
You're not buying a person.
That is slavery, darling.
Let's walk that back a little bit.
Whatever you want to call it. You're buying everything about them. And with social media now, I mean, when you're doing podcasts and you're posting on Instagram and doing all that stuff, you're posting.
You're aligning your brand with their brand.
Yeah.
And saying this person stands for what we are.
Sure. And I mean, I get, if it's racist, if you said the N-word, if you, you know, talk about Nazis and things like that, that's a different thing. But if you're candid about sex and you like to be roughed up a little bit.
But if, like, all right, if you tell people, not roughed up, let's not say roughed up.
Well, she said manhandled.
She likes to be manhandled.
Is that a better word?
There's a difference between being manhandled and being roughed up.
I don't know.
Handled by a man.
Obviously, since you don't know the definition, you've never actually manhandled somebody very well. So
that sounds bad.
No, it doesn't. Not when it's in bed, buddy.
It is not.
That means you lift, you push, you pick up, you place. It is.
What?
Yes. There's a lot. Yes.
I don't know what all that and that
sounded is, like she was sitting at setting the dining room table.
Here, I do have some audio real quick, and I'll get over to D. Let's get some audio.
Missionary is my favorite. Me I'm the too. Same. I want to be manhandled. My yes, least exactly. favorite, I'd depending like on the actual tired doggy.
Is that why you tell us not to speak over each other? Because that was terrible.
Because, yes, we sound like that on many occasions. That's why I say it.
Oh.
So she was just talking about that. That's the clip, basically, that got her fired.
What? Like, I need to know what company. Like, right, if she was, like, working for, like some kind of gentle, like, stool softener or, like, something that was, like, we what you said is in direct conflict with what our product does.
Right. Like, well, it was called...
Like, Lesbians United, don't want manhandled, get that off my brand, something like that.
Yes.
It was like quiet and easy lovemaking.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, no, I like to No.
I like to get, girl
likes a little takedown on the Serta, honey. That's what
she likes. Sleep down on the Serta.
Yes. Takedown on the Serta.
What's your sleep number? Tonight is 69. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go, honey. Get them Z's. Yes, get them Z's.
I'll drop the foot. You raise the head.
Stop it.
Tickle me, love me.
All right, what else going on, Steve?
Oh, honey, well, we talked about this earlier this week, so we're talking about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's story of being in a high-speed chase with paparazzi in New York City, saying it's impossible. Well, Whoopi Goldberg's chimed in, and it doesn't seem she's believing it either, so we got some audio on this.
Prince Harry and Meghan were followed by paparazzi while leaving the Ziegfeld Theater. Their spokesperson called it a near catastrophic car chase. But I think people in New York know if it was possible to have car chases in New York, we'd all make it to the theater on time.
She's just being funny, though.
But she's right. Like, he's hypersensitive.
Yeah, exactly.
And I get that. Exactly. But understand this. Just because he's hypersensitive doesn't mean we have to give it credence. I understand traffic and all this stuff triggers him. But I don't have, like, had a very poor reaction because you were triggered.
Yeah, but
it wasn't necessarily the real situation.
But at one point, there was an unmarked, blacked-out car following him with three guys in it and a motorcycle at the same time. They would stop. They would jump out of the car. The motorcycle would block them in, shooting pictures in there. That's and crazy. Stuff. I mean, they had to,
but
turn,
there wasn't,
they had to do
there
turns.
There wasn't a high-speed chase. It wasn't this point where people's lives were in danger. He was just feeling very claustrophobic in a car, knowing that his mother had a horrible incident.
But you shouldn't have to put up with that.
Oh my, look.
He shouldn't have to put up with
that. What do you mean put up with it? What? We got to conduct ourselves?
You have cars blocking you off and jumping out of cars.
He's a celebrity.
But here's the thing. He's not someone who sought celebrity and chased it.
He was born a celebrity
and then abdicated his spot in the royal family because of the paparazzi.
Stop.
And
that's left not true. Shots. None of that
no,
is true.
No, we're not interrupting people. I'm not done talking.
That's not true.
Hold on. And left London because he didn't want
no,
to be
he
part
didn't.
Of that group.
Well, yeah. He left London because he didn't want to be part of the royal family. He moved to Los Angeles and signed a Netflix deal. Tell me again how he's run away from celebrity.
He did that to blow the whistle.
He was already a celebrity. He was born a celebrity. He's telling his side of the story.
So tell me again.
Yeah. He didn't choose this life. He was born the Prince of England. He didn't choose this life.
When he stepped away from the crown and the royal family, he could have moved any other place that didn't have cell phone, didn't have cellular towers, he didn't have Wi-Fi. He could have walked away and lived off the grid.
Hold on.
What he decided to do was be a real celebrity and move to Los Angeles.
No. You got to remember, his wife is an actor.
Is another. When's the last time she acted in something?
She was in some Netflix. Netflix show or something.
About her
getting an award. She was there. I mean, they really wouldn't have been there anyway, except for the fact that she was getting an award. So they would. And then you got to really think about it too. Have y'all been to New York? How in the hell are you going to do a high speed chase in New York?
It's not going to be high speed.
No, it's not going to be high speed, but
it can still be unsafe and it can still be a mess. It can still be stupid.
Yes, it can be unsafe, a mess, and stupid.
Right. Kind of like this conversation. Moving along.
All right.
Moving along. So Harrison Ford was at Cannes for the premiere of Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. They even gave him a special award to honor him for his career, but they didn't let him sit next to his wife. So there's this video going around of Harrison and Calista Flockhart looking for their seats, looking all awkward, looking all dazed, realizing that the organizers put her behind him. And not next to
Shade. What event were they at?
They're at Cannes Film Festival. Oh, okay. Some sort of award.
I don't think I ever knew that Harrison Ford was with Calista Flockhart.
What?
No. Oh, yeah. Come on, Ally McBeal.
Tell me you guys are kidding right now.
I'm not.
They've been together like 20
for years.
Good for them.
Before like Christ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's even acted anymore since she filmed with Harrison Ford.
I've not seen her in anything.
I haven't either. No.
She got that Harrison Ford money. She ain't need to do nothing.
Yeah. I mean, frankly, she's about to get it all. I mean, he's crashed planes.
Has he crashed two planes?
Yes. He is not long for this earth.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
See you in the next place.
All right, that is Steve Sleaze, brought to you in part by Med One Care.
Need a little more help in the home? You need therapy, but you don't want to go to a nursing home. MedOne Care has all the answers and more. MedOne Care offers home health, medical staffing, and outpatient therapy and rehab. MedOne Care is the only 5-star rated home health agency in the area. Need a great job? MedOne Care is hiring. Competitive wages, flexible scheduling, and no mandates. MedOne Care is also the Toledo Blade's top workplace to be 3 years in a row. So it's easy to see. MedOne Care is the place to be. So give them a call, 419-866-0555, and tell them Steve sent you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.